This is Kim Dumain, Dr. People's Free Message. May the 4th be with you, May 4th, 2023. God bless you. Welcome, Dr. People's here. It is a joy and a blessing as always, but especially on this day, for we see this as a very relevant day to share with you, the 4th of May, which is often, of course, signified by your pop culture from the Star Wars franchise. May the Force be with you all, dear friends, and that is something so important, and indeed, it was planted into the consciousness of this dear man, George Lucas, so that he would be able to, yes, spread the word that there is indeed a energy of other life forms in the universe and on the planet indeed. So it is important for all of you to think about the Force that indeed resides very powerfully within your own being as well as the universe. You are part of this Force. You are indeed born of it. And you have, yes, all of the Jedi Master skills available to you. Now do nothing just because we don't have bodies and we don't enjoy such wonders as the Star Wars movies. Indeed, we are quite indeed thankful for these movies, for the grand message, for the fun, for the diversity that it shows, yes, indeed, in the universe, and we're hoping more and more that Earthlings will begin to accept and understand. First, we want you just to understand the races, the diversity that you have on the planet, and that indeed, we do hope that you will be able to embrace the many, many different forms of life that are beautifully inhabiting the universe, for they are there, and you will indeed one day meet others from other planets, other galaxies. Many of them are right here on the planet, you know, not even aware of it. They are walking among you. But dear friends, more than anything, we want you indeed to embrace this concept of the Force and to know that you are all masters, that you have abilities far beyond what you have ever been taught or told, and that you indeed can embrace the lessons, yes, even of Lucas Skywalker and Leia, and know indeed, yes, there's evil in the world. That is what challenges you to find, yes, the blessings, the grand goodness that is part of you. The choices that you make between the two, of course, is also relevant and part of your personal development. And you will see that played out, of course, in the world around you, whether it is on this planet or on others. But indeed, dear friends, know that there is a message on this day that is important, that was started, yeah, so goodness gracious, 50 years ago, when these movies were first being produced and created, and continues to be highly popular. And it is not a fantasy at all, for we want you to know, of course, that beings such as the Jedi Masters, such as Chewbacca, so many of the characters were based on real experiences, memories of past lives that not only Mr. Lucas has, but also that so many others indeed on the planet are remembering. Many of you are, of course, not originally from the Earth planet. You are from other star systems. You have experienced many, many different physical lifetimes in different places. But you are here now to witness, to participate, to be a part of the other involvement of the human race as it makes its grand transition into the higher realms and dimensions of spirit. For indeed, there are many masters that you may indeed lovingly, laughingly, even want to call Jedis, but they are there. And you are becoming more and more one of them. For you are beginning to remember your heritage. You are beginning to understand your true potential every moment of every day by what you choose to dwell on, what you choose to focus, what you choose to believe in. Yes, indeed, you will become that. So in many ways, these movies, Star Wars, and so many others that are being presented to you are a reminder, yes, that there is goodness in the world, that there is power, that is indeed in right action, and that you can become part of this eternal, yes, evolvement. Now, it doesn't have to be a fight. Yes, it makes it for good entertainment indeed, and we love the movies just as all of you. But more and more, we want you to see that you can put aside the need for struggle, you can put aside the need for a fight, and truly use the power of the Force to your benefit as well as to all those others in your environment, your cities, your states, your countries, and indeed the planet Earth. For you have a chance here that is so vitally important, and that is why so many from so many different star systems, galaxies, and universes indeed have been attracted to the Earth plane. For those of you who are in human flesh here now, we want you to wake up and to remember who you really are, the powers that lie often dormant within you that are ready indeed to bloom, to blossom, to show you their potential. And for those of you who are understanding that there are powerful forces here and around the planet willing to help, and they will become part of the dramas that you are indeed witnessing here and in the near future. Do not believe everything that you hear from your governments. Do not believe everything that you have been told, for there are many who are quite aware of your space brothers and sisters, the off-planet friends indeed, and they are indeed wanting to work with them, but there's always a tad bit of a catch there. Now, what will we get for working with them? Many are afraid, indeed, because they know of their sophistication. They know that they are much more highly evolved. Now, that doesn't mean that all beings from other planetary systems are good guys. Now, there's some that are not the best, but Earth is indeed quite privileged and protected. There is a force, yes, it is even called the Federation, that is protecting the Earth plane right now, that surrounds it because it knows it is making this important leap in consciousness. The upliftment is in full force right now. You're going to go through some more bumps, yes, along the road, as so much needs to come out to be rectified, to be healed, to be known and understood, so once more it can be released and let go into the light of your true beings, the God within you. So, dear friends, will you reflect today, will you reflect tomorrow, and every other day on the force that lies within you? Do not wait just for the 4th of May, although it is a fun, fun time to remember the glory of these movies, but indeed to look deeper at the meaning of the force and what it means for you and how you choose to live your life, how you choose to enjoy your life, how you will find your personal power and with that your freedom to manifest a higher version of human beings so that all may live in freedom and in peace where love reigns over hate. Dear friends, we do send you our best. We send you our deepest love and gratitude for the work that so many of you are continuing to do. Continue to lift yourself up into this energy of the light, of the force, of the God within you. And you will find your freedom. You may even find yourself on a spaceship at some point. Dear friends, God bless you indeed.